Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. As usual, I'm yours, Cody. Today, we're continuing May's theme of awesome book series. Today, we're talking about Lev Grossman's The Magicians trilogy. Some of you may know it from the television program, The Magicians, on Sci-Fi, and whatever outlet you get it from otherwise, outside. I'll talk a little bit about the TV show because I actually do enjoy this show quite a bit. And the fun thing is they're diverging from the book for the most for a lot of it, so that's cool too. So a little bit about Lev Grossman. He only has five novels in his repertoire. One which apparently is super terrible, but nobody likes apparently. He has another one that won him a couple of awards and. Basically got him going where he thinks he wants to go. He has the three Magicians books. The Magicians books consist of The Magicians, The Magician King, and The Magician's Land. He wrote those. He used to write for Time Magazine. He's actually worked at a couple different magazines, but Time Magazine was his main job. But he freelanced at Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Times Digital, I guess, is one of them, too. But he's written a lot of articles and interviewed a bunch of people, but that's not what we're here to talk about. So he's fairly new in the game. And in September of 2016, he announced that he was working on a King Arthur novel called The Bright Sword, so... Maybe that's going to come out someday, maybe not, who knows, but right now he has three really good books that I know of called The Magicians, and they're pretty fun, so let's dive in a little bit. Again, I'm not going to go and break down all three books because it'll take forever, and I'm trying to keep these around 30 minutes. I ramble a lot when I have to go through all this stuff, and I forget things, and it makes no sense. The first book, The Magicians, is your introduction to the world we live in. So, quick synopsis of the first book. The main protagonist, named Quentin Coldwater, or Quentin Makepeace Coldwater, he is a high school student who is obsessed. Obsessed is a... Yeah, he's obsessed with the children's books called Fillory. It is about a magical land, very akin to Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and even Lev Grossman says so. But Quentin, one day, while going to a college admissions interview, he accidentally on purpose, in a way, gets... interviewed for a chance to be to go to a magic school, a magic college that is a hidden from the world. And in this world, magic is something hidden away from normal people. And so he gets to go to do an exam at a place called Breakbills in upper state New York, and it's a shielded by a magic force field, essentially, you should say. And then, like, it's you can't just stumble up in. When you get too close to it, the wards that protect the school will make you divert your path, even though you're trying to walk right there. You're like, you know what, that doesn't look right. I'm going to go this way. And it'll divert you away from it. The whole thing is he goes to Breakbills. He learns magic, all sorts of magic. It's very attuned to Harry Potter in that sense. It is college, so they're adults essentially, and they get into disciplines. So unlike Harry Potter, where you kind of learn everything, and yeah, you probably have a knack for something, in this, you have a discipline. And Quentin actually doesn't have a discipline. They can't figure out what his discipline is, so he gets lumped up with what they refer to as the physical kids. Physical kids are kids who are into physical magic. And there's all sorts of other obviously disciplines that you can go into. Plant-based ones, elementals. There's travelers. Essentially, they can basically travel through multiple dimensions, but also just anywhere they can picture, they can move themselves there. And at Break Bills is where he meets the rest of our main cast. The cast grows and shrinks throughout the books. The main characters, again, Quentin, you have Alice, Elliot, Josh, Janet, Penny, and Julia. Those are your main ones. For the most part, your main four, well, main five, actually, yeah, your main five in this one are Quentin, Alice, Elliot, Janet, and Penny. Where is it at? Oh, here he is. Julia is kind of a tertiary character that pops in and out throughout the first book, and then becomes a real main character in the second and third book. More so in the second book, a little bit less, but still very important in the third book. So quick synopsis. So basically he goes through his college courses. He graduates. After graduating, he finds out that Fillory is a real place. He then goes to Fillory with a bunch of his classmates, Elliot, Julia, or Julia. I keep saying Julia. It's Janet in the books, Julia in the show. Or not Julia show. Janet in the books. Oh, what is it? I pulled it up here. Hold on. They go call her a different name in Margo. They call her Margo in the show. And I don't know why. I was very confused when I watched the show. I watched the first three episodes of the TV show. Then I found out it was based on books, which I did not know. I knew nothing about The Magicians. I saw a big old thing for it at Comic-Con in 2016. That's not right. Is that correct? 2016? Yeah, 2016. Nope, 2015. That must have been 2015. Before it premiered in December of 2015. So, yeah. And I was like, well, that's cool. Sci-fi is doing some other stuff. Might as well check it out. And so I was like, all right, cool. Let's do this. And I watched it. I actually enjoyed the first three episodes. And then I found out it was a book. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to read the book first. And then I'll watch the show. So I stopped watching the show, which actually turned out better, and I'll explain why. So I read the first book. I loved it. I was like, this is amazing. And then I was like, there's no fucking way they'll be able to do this on the TV show. So I waited. I was like, I'm probably not gonna watch the show. I'm that kind of guy, apparently, for this. I was like, there's no way the shit they do in this, they're gonna do in the show. Sci-fi doesn't have the balls, let alone the money or budget. I was partially wrong. They actually did do a lot of it in the show. They cut a lot of stuff out, but I mean, it's a book, so you kind of can do that. And they changed some stories and some characters around, like calling Janet Margo. But anyhow, I was like stumbling through on Netflix, and I saw The Magicians was on there. And I was like, oh shit, I remember that. I watched the first three episodes. So I was like, I'm going to watch it again, but I'm going to start over. I'm going to watch episode one again. So I watched episode one again, and I noticed a huge difference between when I watched it on Sci-Fi and when I watched it on Netflix. On Netflix, much like it is on every other provider other than here in the States on Sci-Fi, was uncensored, and the language was very bad. They used F-bombs and bitch and all sorts of stuff, and I was like, I don't even remember them bleeping that much, but it was like months apart from each other. So I was like, well, that's awesome. So if you want to watch the TV show, I believe the first three seasons, all three seasons are still available on Netflix. Season four just ended, and I know they've been greenlit for a fifth season. I have not watched the fourth season yet because I'm waiting for it to hit Netflix, because I like to binge watch stuff, and I also like stuff where it's not censored. So as soon as it hits Netflix, I'll be checking it out. But until then, I'm gonna wait. But yeah, anyway, so back to the books. Cause I told you I'd get on a fucking tangent and lose my place. So they go to Fillory and they find out that it's a real place, and B, it's not nearly as magical and glorious as the books may have portrayed and made you think. So they find out that a character named the Beast has overrun and taken control of Fillory and made things terrible. And then so they go to basically fix it. And they do. I'm not going to tell you what happens, but they, air quotes, win. Then the Magic King, well, I should say this. So, I don't want to, again, I'm not trying to spoil anything for you. When you get to the end of the book, things aren't really super great for our intrepid hero, Quentin. Actually, it's kind of fucking terrible, but that's that. The Magician Kings is a, not, I'm not going to say a departure from the storytelling method, but it's just, it's told in two storylines. Beginning at the same time as the beginning and the end of The Magician. So, I know it made no sense. So, this is how it works. So, basically, one is about the storyline continued at the end of The Magicians, and the other one is Julia's story starting from when Quentin went to Break Bills. So you find out where she was and what happened to her and how she became a witch. I forgot to mention, because I always do, Julia did not get accepted into Break Bills. She got rejected. She didn't pass the test. So then she was supposed to have her mind wiped, but that shit done gone broke. Didn't work. And she remembers everything. And she's obsessed. So then she starts trying to learn magic on her own, then finds a whole bunch of hedge witches, and you learn about what happened during that time. Because she's at the end of the first book. So in this one, you get to go on this, the very first really quest that they go on, which Quentin is fucking jazzed about, but they find out the story, about, is this the one I'm about to mess this up to? No, this has got to be the one with that, right? Yeah, it's got Poppy in it. Yeah, that's when Poppy shows up. Sorry. There's these basically, Quentin has to find his way back into Fillory because of some shit that happens. And he, because he, not because he's not like, not allowed anymore. He's just stuck outside. It doesn't matter. You'll learn about it if you read the books or watch the show. It's pretty close. But they have to find these, they go on a quest to find these keys that'll let them, get back into Fillory, but also fix some shit that's broke, like I said. Well, not the same broke stuff that broke Julia's memory thing, just a different broke. You get to go, again, two storylines. One was with Quentin and the group, and Julia, and then also Julia's past story, which then intertwines with the others, in a pretty cool way. And then you have the Magician's Land. This one, a lot of people will say it's the best one. I will agree with them. It's more of a precise story than the other two. The first one is essentially two worlds, one at Breakbills, one in Fillory. The second book, again, is two different timelines, two different stories. It is a fun one as well, but this one has a lot more twists and turns, but it's a solid forward-moving thing, but it does expand more on other characters, including Elliot and Janet. It also brings back, gives a little bit more of some other characters that you learn about in the a little bit about, and brings some other stuff into it. It's pretty cool. I don't want to say too much because there's some other stuff in there that's spoily territory. But you get introduced to a newish character named Plum. You also have Elliot still, obviously Quentin, Janet, Alice, Josh is back in the foray here. He was in the other ones, but it's not as much. Poppy, and then of course you have Julia. And this one, everyone is, again, this is why one of the reasons I love this book more than the other ones. This one, all the characters are drastically different from what they were even the previous book. Some time has passed. Quinn is now 30 years old, approximately, almost 30 years old in it. So essentially, his 4 years at Breakbills would make him 22. This book essentially takes place 8 years after that. And lots of stuff has happened. A lot of bad stuff. Some good stuff. But mostly bad stuff. So just so you know. But it is tremendous. It has some really emotional stuff in it. And some really cool visuals. They're visuals in your brain when you think about very descriptive things, very, very elaborate setups for certain things. I will say this, though. The end happens quickly, and it is definitely left open for more books. But I believe for the most part, he's done with them. Let's see what happens if he does this King Arthur book or not. But there's a lot to it. But he has the chance to revisit this world, even if it's not through Quentin's eyes or anything like that. I think it has a chance to really come back to this series if he wants to, and I think people will really love it. As long as it doesn't wait too long. I mean, he wrote the books essentially. So he wrote them, the first one in 2009, the second one in 2011, and the third one in 2014. So 2 years and then 3 years between the first and second and third book, which is a good pace. They're actually quite long. Let's see if this tells me, or do I have to look up on Goodreads again? Oh, no, there we go. The first issue, so page count is 402 in the first book, 400 in the second book, and I believe the third one is longer. No, not that much longer, 416 pages. But very good, very, very good story. Real fun. I mean, not all fun. It is some pretty terrible shit that goes on, but that's what makes it fun, too. The television show, again, like I said, highly recommend watching. You can watch the first three episodes, first three seasons, I believe, still on Netflix. I didn't check that, but I believe they're still on there. Otherwise, you can use other ways to find them, too. Sci-fi somewhere. But I'm pretty sure you can find them. Yeah, that's it for that. For Lev Grossman's The Magician's trilogy. Highly recommend you check them out. But I say you should also, I mean, really, if you really want to have fun, you should watch the show. The characterization of some of the characters are drastically different in the show. Eventually, they don't, so far, again, I've watched the fourth season, but so far in the first three seasons, they haven't really evolved as characters. A little bit for Elliot and Janet, a lot so for Julia, but not the way most people would think. And Quentin is still kind of the same guy. He's a little more experienced and things like that, but he's still not as evolved as he is in the books. But, I mean, you know, again, books have a little more capabilities of doing that, but I think Lev Grossman did a really good job. So that's my two cents. But yeah, that's it for The Magicians. And I think that's it for right now on this here episode. Next week, we'll continue for our last week of May. I'll be talking about The Expanse book series by James S.A. Corey. And I'll explain that, why he has a weird name, and next week when I talk about it, because it's a very interesting story. Not just his name, or the name of the people who write it. anyways, but also a terrific television show, which, god damn it, they need to let us know when the fourth season on Amazon is going to be coming out. But that's next week, and I'll talk more about that then. I think that's it for this week's episode. Cut it a little short. I won't go into what I'm going to read, what I'm reading right now. I just finished the eighth book in the Expanse series, which is why I'm talking about it next week. I wanted to wait till I finished it, and I did. But I'm reading another book that I'll talk about another time, because I don't know if I totally like it or not, and I don't know if I'll continue. It depends on how this ends, but I'll talk about it another time. But that's it for this week's episode, everybody. As usual, when you're signing off here, I would say, let's be awesome.